Listening Library presents Down the Yukon by Will Hobbs. In The Spell of the Yukon, Robert W. Service wrote, "There's a land where the mountains are nameless and the rivers all run God knows where. There are lives that are erring and aimless and deaths that just hang by a hair. There are hardships that nobody reckons. There are valleys unpeopled and still. There's a land, oh, it beckons and beckons, and I want to go back, and I will." One. The trouble started over a mongrel dog. Small, mostly black, short-haired, and shivering. Without the fur to keep itself warm or the size to pull a sled, it had no business being in the north. How an animal so unsuited to living in the shadow of the Arctic Circle ever made it all the way to the Klondike is anyone's guess. The gold rush had dumped a legion of abandoned dogs in Dawson City. They were a noisy, thieving bunch, generally ignored by the population, including me. I no longer had the heart for dogs. During my struggle to catch up with my brothers in Dawson City, I'd lost a magnificent husky, as fine an animal as ever drew breath. His name was King. The two of us had clawed our way over the Chilkoot Pass late in the fall of 97, only to lose our...